Good evening, and welcome to DAX Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly installment of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative stuff, all that fits into that genre, and brought to you by myself, Nigel. And I opened the show there with Aria, with the gun song, some fantastic stuff. And what have I got later coming up for you in tonight's show? I've got the usual mix of tunes, some new, some old, some different. We've got the usual rundown of gigs, clubs, events, stuff like that going on in the area. And I've also got an interview that myself and Jane from the Miss Ginny Show recorded with Coraline in Infest about a month ago now, here in Bradford, the UK's biggest electronic alternative music festival, I think there is, to be honest. It's the only three-dayer I know of. And it's here in Bradford. So yes, I tracked down a number of artists, and Coraline was one of them who spent a couple of minutes nattering to us. So I've got that to air. So that'll come up shortly, I think. We'll do that in the first half sometime. And yeah, other stuff coming up. But mainly music. Gotta continue with some Angel Spit.
With this bass, I the shake. Fingers to bow, manipulate. Stroke the string, I seduce. Blocking ears has no use. Twist the knob, turn up the pain. Sensual to the extreme. Carnal pleasure that will bring. Here is the beat that will make you.
Music to ears.
Bullet in cradle.
Chaos to mind.
Fingers on string.
Disease to body.
Lips on barrel. Crank it up.
complete and sheer accident, I appear to have opened the show there with three of what I consider to be the finest female-fronted kind of industrial electronic bands out there. So we had Ice Intilla just then with Toy Soldier, and before that we had the brilliant Angel Spit with Make You Sin. Some brilliant stuff there. Right, like I said in the intro, we've got... Well, I'll do it now, I might as well. I've got lined up the interview that myself and Jane from the Miss Ginny Show managed to snag with Chris Corline at Infest. So, here you go.
So, Nige from Dark Assimilation, Jane and Brian from Miss Ginny Show. Good evening. Yeah, we're backstage. It's, what, Sunday afternoon. We're all hungover. And it's still going. Infest is still going. And you opened. Stunningly, I think, most people will testify to. Did you find it tricky keeping a lot of your plans secret, because I know there was a load of rumours going around, but you still managed to surprise everyone at the end?
I think most of the rumours were started by me to drive publicity up.
To make sure everyone got there at opening time on Friday.
We really pulled a media coup just to make sure everyone was thinking one thing or the other, but luckily, because everyone was local to Leeds, off-scene, or liked me very much, we managed to keep a lid on it quite tight. And I was working with an absolute bunch of professionals. I mean, Keith Baker's been doing this since the dawn of time. David Laurie is more or less the English Trent Reznor. So, the Chotoki Theatre Company are laureates of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. So these guys are professionals. And when I asked them not to say anything, they didn't say anything.
Awesome. I'm saying, I think that's the largest crowd I've seen on a Friday afternoon for that opening of Infest. Were you pleased?
It was very difficult for me to tell, because up until 5 minutes beforehand, it was a bit thin on the ground. Luckily, Tails did an absolute number. I was backstage because there was just so much left to casually panic about. But yes, when I went on, because of the way the lighting is set up, it's very difficult to get a depth perspective on the crowd. I can catch the first, what, five or six rows, which was a sea of smiling, friendly faces who I recognised, which was absolutely moving. But yeah, I couldn't tell how deep it went, but I really hope I beat the Gothsicles.
I think you did. You did definitely. Yeah. You've had one album out. And what's the plans for the forthcoming future for Corline?
Well, Savage Lands is out as well, so technically I have one and a half albums out. That's the split EP between Hypnoskull, Caustic, myself and the PCP Principle, which is selling about as well as chocolate teapots at the minute, but that's because I've no promotion. After that, we've got an album planned for May in 2009 under the working title of Bone and Blood as Stone and Mud, which is going to be quite cool because we've got the front cover is going to be like a forest with little yays poking out.
Cool.
So I look forward to doing that.
Are you going to officially release Harry Potter and the Filthy Techno?
Not unless Universal Studios evaporate. That one's specifically off the record, just a bit of fun. I'm never going to ever attempt to make any money off that.
Pure genius, okay, when you that started. It was just like half the audience just went, yes!
It's just a shame I couldn't hear any of that either. It was over. I'm actually so disappointed the show's over, because I've been looking forward to doing Infest for, what, 10, 12 years now? And it was over in a heartbeat, and I was doing so much. And gear, and most of the time for the set, I was just, can't wait till I get to the last track, can't wait till I get to the last track. I actually skipped some samples because I was so keen to get through it quicker.
You officially Rick-robed the whole of Infest.
Of all the things I managed to keep quiet, I'm chuffed about that. I was just bursting with yay for months.
I think that's going to go down in history for a long time, and it's going to take quite a bit of beating. Did you see 5FX, and were you challenged by their robot alienness?
Well, Five FX and me have a complex relationship. They started doing robots years before me, so I'm not even attempting to claim that they imitated me. I didn't imitate them, because we evolved separately. I was two robots in until I actually YouTubed for 5F55 and saw their the last of their spaceship helmet gigs where they smashed everything up on stage. 5FX is absolutely legendary. All their equipment's all recycled, and they've built it all up, and it's all fantastically well-built and solid as a rock and nasty, heavy, heavy stuff.
Where did you get all the cardboard from?
All over the place, frankly. To be fair, because I outsourced the robot construction this time round due to the credit crunch, I decided that, it was their problem.
Excellent.
It has come together pretty damn well, though. Was I right in hearing there was a rumour you'd taken over 2/3 of the green room with your props?
It was more like half at the end of the day. They were, oh dear. Well, that's the room the theatre company usually rehearse in when they perform at Theatre in the Mill.
Right.
So they were used to just kind of, whoa, it was just spread across the entire place. And I was like, guys, yeah, it's not workshop. We've got like a 25th of it over here. So we moved in here shortly after the gig, so it's been here ever since, and I've no idea how I'm going to get it all back.
Oh, you got any other gigs lined up?
Yes, Crack Bar in Oberhausen, which is north of Essen in Germany, in about 2 weeks now. Cool. So it's all come together. After 5FX were off stage, I was kind of backstage helping them. I managed to discover a piece of Wablexian technology. So I'm taking that back to the Corine Robotics Research and Design Laboratory for the next 2 weeks to attempt to reverse engineer it. So I really hope and pray we can get it linked into the Yum Matrix for the new subsystem generators on the online device systems.
Excellent. Well, good luck with that. I think
that's going to be it.
That's just brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Please buy my stuff, for God's sake. The show cost
two. T-shirts have gone out.
The show cost £2,000.
Are you getting more t-shirts done?
Due to popular demand, I may need to reprint the greens. I know Sod Law clearly states that if I reprint them, they'll not sell,
I'll be on a pile
for about 20 years. But I might do it just because I'm silly.
There are thousands of desperate people in New York right now waiting for the phone to ring. A phone call that will tell them a donation of an organ has been made and life can be saved.
Yeah.
say, that was the Fantastic Modulate with Hard and Dirty from Detonation. Just released this week, so very, very good stuff. I've just been listening to that album a couple of times. Well worth getting your hands on. Really, really good. Before that, we had the absolute classic by Everything Goes Cold, with the fantastically named I Sold Your Organs on the Black Market to Finance the Purchase of a Used Minivan from their debut EP of Prepare to Be Refrigerated. All good stuff. And then the quick and silly chat with Coraline behind Backstage at Infest from a few weeks back now. All loads of good stuff. You can't say I don't bring you great stuff on this show. And as promised earlier, I think I'll do a rundown of the events in the local area going on roughly in the next few weeks. So coming up, we have Black Sheep live on Sunday the 28th of September. That's at the Subculture in Leeds. That's got it's a band one this time. The Black Sheep is the weekly goth night in Leeds every Sunday at the Subculture, and it occasionally puts bands on, and this Sunday 28th is one of those. And we have Cyberside and Trashcan Man. Cyberside, I don't think I've ever played any Cyberside, but they're quite local, and they're very gothic influenced EBM, so kind of Icon of Coil, APB type electro stuff. We've also got Trashcan Man, which is someone I haven't actually seen before, but it's got the Crabs frontman Mark on vocals, and that's about it. It's free entry. More information can be found at www.sheepish.net, and that's looking to be a pretty good gig. Following that, on Thursday the 2nd of October, we have Emily Autumn plays Manchester Academy. That's 14 quid on the doors. 14 quid advance, and doors are 7 p.m. More information about that can be found at www.corporation.org.uk. Following that, on Friday the 3rd of October, we have Friday Flock at the Subculture in Leeds. So that runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. £3 on the door before 11, a little bit more afterwards. Kind of goth of all kinds. It's historically quite a popular night, and loads of good stuff gets played down there. So more information about that, www.fridayflock.net. I also spotted, there seems to be a fairly unpublicised, but it's mentioned on Facebook, night happening at Rio's in Leeds. Now, I've no idea if this is a regular thing or not, but it's called Retro Alternative Music, or RAM, and that's at Rio's in Leeds, and it's alternative from the 80s and 90s. So if you ever got to the Phonos and went to Oblivion, I think it's that going to be that kind of thing. It actually involves a couple of the same Phonos DJs from back in those days. So if you remember those kind of days, I imagine it's going to be a lot of that kind of stuff. It's claims to be £4 on the door before 12, £5 after, and open till 3 a.m. I've no idea when it opens, though. Probably 10, something like that. I couldn't find another link for it apart from it's on Facebook. So if you've got a Facebook account, search for RAM or Retro Alternative Music, and you'll probably find a group for it. That's where I've got my details from. Following that, Friday the 10th of October, Mortaled in Leeds, the Library Pub. Now, this has had one night so far at the Library. I think it went down pretty good. It's kind of very industrial electronic kind of stuff. And this month has two live acts. It's got Keith Baker and ESA, a couple of local kind of IDM electronic experimentally type people. So loads of good stuff if you like that. More information can be found on myspace.com/mortaledatnight. Ooh, what else? We've got loads of stuff going on. We've got one more thing I thought worthy of mention. Well, a couple more, actually. Rotosand, Reaper and Deviant UK are playing the Corporation in Sheffield. That's on Saturday, the 11th of October. Doors are 7 p.m. £10 in advance. More information at www.corporation.org.uk. So that's looking like a good event as well. And we've also always got the weekly Thursday night at the Manville Arms here, Bad Moon Rising. Free entry because it's in a pub and runs till pub closing time, and goth of all kinds. Very good stuff from the guys who brought you Cape Noctem. So check out the www.gothupnorth.co.uk for more information about that night. That's about it. I think I've got some a couple of mentions of material that's been released, but I think it's time for tunes rather than more nattering. So this is a track I know not very much about. It's an act called Sin Masters.
I'll show you. to you.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Zombie Girl with Creepy Crawler. I haven't heard that in a while. That's good to hear. And before that, we had Sin Masters with Submissive. That's a remix by, now let me see if I can get this right, Truma Frau, I believe. And that's from the Extreme Sudenfall 7 compilation. Okay, I mentioned in the last link that I was just had a bit more details about other releases. Now, I haven't got many, but it's worth mentioning. One was something I've already touched on, which is the Modulate album. It's released on the 23rd, which is in the past. So, well worth getting your hands on. You heard a track off of that, and there's going to be more off that in the future. Some great stuff from his some stuff I've only heard on his live performances is on that, so well worth waiting for. Hopefully that's going to be massive. It certainly seemed that way when I've had a good couple of listens to the album. And also, I mentioned probably a couple of shows ago now, I can't quite remember, Peter Heppner, who is the vocalist, or was the vocalist, from Wolfsheim, has split to do his own solo work. And I was mentioning this, you know, we're waiting for new material, this solo album was meant to be coming out later and later, and at some point this year, later this year, we just kept waiting. And I had a quick look around and noticed it's out already, so I've ordered it, but I haven't quite got it in my hands yet. So I'm no doubt I'll be playing stuff off that. It should be worthwhile playing. I can't imagine it won't be, because he's got a fantastic voice. So unless he's really dropped the ball, that's going to be good stuff. I'll be playing some of that as soon as I get my hands on it. So that's already out, and the Modulate album is already out. So there you go, historical news. Stuff is out, and it should be good and worth getting your hands on. Right. Back to tunes, actually. Let's go for some old stuff. This is some Null Device.
Collide, we're electrified. Gravity defied, his opposites collide.
Okay, well, as usual, I seem to be running out of time to fit all the good tracks in I want to play. That was Solitary Experiments with Odyssey of Mind. That's a fairly old track from Mind Over Matter. And before that, we had Null Device with Electrified. Again, a fairly old track. So I had a bit of an old school moment there. Stuff, electro kind of synth pop stuff that from a few years back at least now. Anyway, pretty much running out of time for the show. Just wanted to mention that things like the new releases I was chatting about in the last link, that some people are finding them quite hard to get hold of online, or, well, in normal shops, online, things like that. One place worthy of recommendation is Music Nonstop. I've mentioned these guys before. They've gone bust and they're back from the dead. They're under new management and hopefully will be bringing the quality of service we know and decent prices for these this kind of music. They're very good at providing this kind of stuff, so well worth checking them out if you have trouble getting hold of this stuff. That's about it for the show. I'll be back in a fortnight's time. Hopefully I'll manage to get another interview edited and ready for air that managed to capture at Infest. So hopefully more interviews, more of the same, and I'm going to leave you with another old track. This is Thrill Capsule by Icon of God.